Number 13. 80 Grand Rue and 91 Grand Rue. Here on a very narrow facade, you have an example of the genius of the architect Claude Antoine Colombo. He built this house in 1789 for Madame d'Andrée. The entire facade is very characteristic of neoclassical architecture. On the ground floor, the facade is rusticated, and the first floor is marked by a continuous frieze using the Vitruvian wave pattern. A Palladian window composed of a central window with an arch above it, flanked by two smaller rectangular windows, takes up the entire first floor. The flat arch is decorated with leafy branches in stucco. It brought a flood of light into the oval first floor front room. What remains of the beautiful decor designed by Colombo and his team of artisans are a marble fireplace, exquisite oak flooring, and some panelling. Originally, this was a three-story home. In the 19th century, another floor was added. Now turn around and locate 91 Grand Rue. Here you see the Saron family mansion, which was built in the middle of the 18th century. The wrought iron balcony on the first floor was made by the locksmith Nicolas Chapuis. Chapuis also designed and built the great courtyard gates in front of Saint-Jacques Hospital in 1703. The segmentally arched windows are decorated with carvings of faces crowned with flowers or shells. In the 16th century, at this same location, a mansion was built for Humbert Lullier, Lord de Prenay, businessman for the Granville family. If you go through the carriage entrance, you'll see the only things that remain from this earlier building. One is a segment of portico to the right in the second courtyard, cemented into more recent construction. Two other columns belonging to the same portico were moved to either side of the building located at the back of the lot. This very tall building was probably an aristocratic medieval tower house. Today, it is a hotel. To the right, it is flush against a Gallo-Roman foundation of a forum. As you go back towards the street in the small central courtyard, you'll see the helmeted head of a man, probably representing the god Mercury, and a sentence in Latin meaning, "Forgive others for many things, but not yourself."